Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview with Chris here from CITR. He is a radio host at the UBC station, our sister station, and basically he's been doing interviews around town just like I have. So I contacted him and saying, hey man, we got to get together. So we got together at Duffin's Donuts a few months back. So you're going to hear this pre-recorded interview later on in the show. But for right now, I want to talk about what's happening around town. So July 27th, Green Auto, I want you to check out this band called Halt. So they're spelled H.A with two little dots on the top, dot L dot T dot. All right, and thank you, RD, for posting it. We're going to play their song called Revive right here on CJSF. punk, acid, art, heavy, power pop, punk, Portland. What? So that was Chatterbox. We played Night Calls. And before that, NYX Division, Orchid Rain. They're both from Portland, Oregon, and they're coming to Vancouver July 27th at Green Auto. They're playing with Halt and Schedule One. We played their song Drifting from their album Crucible. So check that out. And yeah, we're going to play Mr. Chris Hears' interview after this break. If you love industrial kind of music, we have a German show here called Radio Goethe.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Hello, Chris. Hi. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Oh, it's very nice to be here at Duffin's Donuts.
Yes, we're here in East Van and Duffin's Donut. And which donut are you eating today?
Oh, I believe that this is the honey dip.
The honey dip?
Yes, it's a classic.
All right, you like the classics.
Yes.
Awesome. And you are a piano player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or a piano teacher.
Well, I had to play first before I was taught.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so how old, what age did you start playing piano?
Six. Started from there, yeah.
Okay.
And I hated it for 5 years, and my mom told me that I had to because my grandma wanted me to play, so...
Yeah. Excellent.
And I think that's what happens to a lot of young piano students.
Right.
They probably are forced to because they want to please their grandma.
Right. And then so when you got older, mm-hmm. then what kind of, inspired you to get back into it?
Oh, well, I was always in it, and I always loved music, and I loved my mom's record collection and my dad's record collection, sought out music that I really liked, and yeah.
Tell me about the record collection. What kind of artists were they?
Oh, in my dad's collection, he loved Roy Orbison and Elvis and Ray Stevens and Herb Albert, and my mom liked Joan Baez and Dolly Parton. Maybe not. I was more a Dolly Parton fan, but yeah.
Yeah, so
music like that.
Okay,
yeah.
So country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my dad had a Kenny Rogers Best Of
nice.
Album, and that was pretty cool.
So, okay, yeah. So The Gambler, right?
Yeah.
With Dolly Parton, there you go.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure Islands in the Stream.
I love that one. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Okay, awesome. Okay, and you were in part of a few bands, you said, so
yes.
Tell me about them.
I did a solo music under Chris Horrific.
Dad of mine's gonna come and I'm a fool. Mom's not gonna say there's nothing she can do. No daughter of mine's gonna walk alone to school. No son of mine makes any mistakes. No pastor's gonna tell me to get married today. No children of mine gonna be schooled at home. No wife of mine's gonna pay to go to Rome.
Don't take away my pride, don't take away my light. And it takes two steps for the curtain to buy. It won't be much, it won't be much of a lie.
my friends got me into a band of theirs called They Shoot Horses, Don't They? It was taken from a movie from the 60s about a marathon dance competition in the Depression era.
Wow! Yeah. Okay, so it's quite a long name, but yes.
Yeah, and it was a fun time. Like, we got to tour all across North America. It was pretty cool.
Okay, so just those two, and you were involved in other bands as well?
Back in my younger days when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to sound like. But yeah.
Okay, and when did you get involved with CITR?
I remember when I was younger, in my mid-20s, my friend Tim gave me a Discorder magazine, and that's the magazine affiliated with CITR. And had a picture on the cover of Sleater-Kinney. I don't know if you know that band. They're from, I believe, Olympia, Washington.